Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, dependable, 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and of course on the app, 850-437-1620 if you'd like to call or text us on our text line, and we'll certainly welcome your questions. Today is National Beach Day. It's also Jimmy Buffett Day, so I figured I'd kick it off with a little knee deep. We also have another great guest for today as well, Robert Gleim. He is part of Bamboo Willies at Pensacola Beach. Thank you for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about Bamboo Willies, how long it's been on Pensacola Beach, and just a little history behind the business.
A little history with us. We started in the summer of 98. Guys wanted to build a little beach bar to have some fun and offset some of the restaurants on the boardwalk that didn't have alcohol. And here we are 26 years later, live music, and just having a great time.
That is awesome. So just over 25 years. Is it 26 years now that you've been around?
This summer has been 26 years now.
Okay. And I know where Bamboo Willies is, but can you tell us a little bit about the location, Gulf side, Sound side, which side of the?
We're on the Sound side. Some of us call it Mom's Beach over there on Quiet Water on the boardwalk. We're located right next to Hooters, and then right around the corner we got Papa's Pizza and the Intercoastal Outfitters. Our new big box, Ron John's, one of the big retailers out there. And then we have Felix's on one end, Whiskey Joe's. We just got Senior Frogs just joined the boardwalk.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got a couple of really cool boutiques, Adore Boutique. And one famous place for all the kids, and they've been there 2 years now, is Kilwin's. So it's kind of hard to stay out of that store when you see all that ice cream and fudge in the windows.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially on a hot day.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. So what are the hours of Bamboo Willies?
During the season, we'll open up at 10 o'clock. On the weekdays, we go to 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. Friday and Saturday nights, we had the bands play till midnight. So we'll stay up until like 1, 1:30. We could stay up until 2:30, but after 1 o'clock, 1:30 on the boardwalk, slows down a lot, so we just decide to close early. That's optional for the managers.
Okay. And so, again, it's Jimmy Buffett Day. What kind of beverages does Bamboo Willies serve?
We are the probably have the largest daiquiri selection, I'd say, in the whole panhandle of Florida. Got like 28 machines. Of course, the most favorite one is the Bushwhacker, which was started here back in the day with our neighbors across the street.
Mm-hmm.
The Shaker, and a long time ago, with Linda Murphy, the original owner over there, and then very popular now is we've got some really cool new beverages. We have a key lime pie, which is really popular for the summer. A cherry bomb, the cherry bomb we went for the Jeep lovers. You get a duck with it. It's kind of comical.
Oh, nice. Anyways.
So
yeah, those ducks, I don't get it, but they're certainly popular now.
I had to ask somebody that owned a Jeep, a friend of ours. I said, so what's the deal with the ducks one day? And that was about a year and a half ago. And they told me, I said, well, if you like somebody with a Jeep, we duck them. So we came up with a drink with a duck. So we can duck people.
All right. So I know that you're here today to talk a little bit about the Labor Day weekend music fest on September 1st. Is that correct?
Oh, yes, definitely on Sunday. It's going to be a great time. We're going to kick it off at noon with the Springs, bringing them down from Nashville. They do have a couple of songs on the chart, a really, really great story about Stuart and Holly, how they met at the Bluebird Cafe years ago. But anyways, their band is phenomenal. We've been down here several times over the past years. We've brought them down. They have a great following, and for an independent artist, they do really well, and they're a crowd pleaser. And then at 2, we'll kick it right into the beach famous bathtub races. A little history about the bathtub races. Everybody goes, why do you do bathtub races? Before my day here in Pensacola, back in 1971, the first bathtub race was in Perdido Key, and it was with Gator Distributor, which is now Golden Ring Golf, one of the local beer distributors, started that. And then in 72, I guess they partnered with the Gulf Breeze JCs, and over there on the Sound side by the picnic tables, back in 72, and they went all the way till 1999, the JCs did, till they were abolished. So for a couple of years, nothing went on, and then a couple of my friends, J.J. Waters and David Gaines, we were just talking. And so we decided to pick it up and said, yeah, we can do that. So for the first 2 years, we did anything that floats because we couldn't find any bathtubs. And we tried to get the old ones from the J.C.'s, not to be found. And then people would make homemade floats, and we had some great prizes for them. And then a few years after that, we went to a local plumbing supply house, and they had some scrap fiberglass bathtubs out back. And were kind enough to donate them to us, and we retrofitted them to us. And we're actually in our second fleet now.
Mm.
So we have a fleet of six. So come on out. It's $30. You know, all the proceeds benefit the Pensacola Beach Elementary School, 100% of it. And it's a good time. And we'll even we have a prize for the best sinker. And I think 2 years ago, if I recall, one of your DJs from Cat Country won that Big Moose that worked for you guys.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And it was quite comical. But anyways. And then we have prizes for first, second, third as well. And best costume if you want to dress up.
Okay. So you mentioned the cost of it. How do people go about signing up for the bathtub race?
You can do the day of is the best way to do it. Bring cash. The Pensacola Beach Elementary PTA ladies will be there. We do have an ATM on site. I think they'll take checks too. Also they'll be doing a 50-50 raffle as well to raise money for the kids.
Okay. And do they sign up at Bamboo Willie's?
Yeah,
or is
Bamboo,
it just on the
yeah.
beach behind? Or?
Yeah, they'll have a table at Bamboo Willie's at the front entrance. They can just sign up there. And if somebody does want to, you know, come by, you know, today or tomorrow, you know, feel free to stop by Bamboo Willie's. We'll go ahead and, you know, get you signed up. We'll take your money and hold it for the PTA when they show up on Sunday.
Okay. Wonderful. And is this a family-friendly event?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it's comical. The bathtub races are two-person teams. They are open to all ages. Usually you'll see a parent and maybe a child from the elementary school racing against another family from the school. So there's some competition in there too.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are a few people that have a goal this year to beat the previous winner, which has won it. I can't remember how many times, at least 10 times.
So. Oh my goodness.
But but the gang over next door, our neighbors at Key Sailing, they somehow always bring all the ringers over. So I got a few tricks up our sleeves this year, how to take them down.
All right. Well, we will be back with Bamboo Willie's and more on the bathtub races. My guest today is Robert Gleim from Bamboo Willie's. If you have any questions, 850-437-1620. And we will be back with more pep talk right after this.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at George Stone Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from George Stone Technical College. Have a boating question for Stefan? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinky Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Navarre Farmers Market Combs of Honey is Saturday from 10 till 2 at the corner of 87 and Segura. Explore and enjoy the wide range of products. GetRelaxing.com for more. The Greater Pensacola Commissioning Committee is proud to welcome the USS Richard McCool to NAS. Take a free tour next Monday through Wednesday afternoons. Get info at PensacolaNavyLeague.org. Submit your nonprofit event at NewsRadio923.com.
Join Keith and Pam, your insurance experts with Ferris Health Partners, Monday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Learn how to save money on your healthcare costs. Find the right insurance products that best fits the needs for you and your family as you head towards retirement or are looking for options now. They will be taking your calls and questions Monday at 9 with Ferris Health Partners on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable, 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. If you have questions for our guest, Robert Klein from Bamboo Willie's, 850-437-1620. Once again, thanks for being here, Robert.
Thanks for having me.
So we'll continue on with the big event this weekend at Bamboo Willie's and the bathtub races. So we talked a little bit about Pensacola Elementary School. What kind of things does the school support through the proceeds raised?
The PTA is very active in the school. I know some of the proceeds that they've used in the past is to enhance the playground, you know, buy some new playground equipment for the school, school supplies, and I know there's some other needs, I think, like the front entrance by the bus stop, and enhance that, you know, for safety and stuff like that.
Okay, wonderful. And so we talked a little bit about the music that's going to be available. You mentioned the Springs. Who else is going to be there?
And then after the bathtub races, we've got local guys, the Blue Levy Band playing. They'll start off at 3:30. Very talented local musicians. And then right after the fireworks, we've got the Swampland Revival. They're coming in from Lafayette, Louisiana. They'll be playing right about 8:10, right after the fireworks, till midnight.
Oh, wow. And what time do the fireworks start?
The fireworks will start at 8 o'clock.
Okay. And how long is the display usually?
This display and this weekend will be about 6 minutes.
Okay. Sounds good. And what other events are coming up at Bamboo Willie's?
Oh, gosh. after Labor Day, then we go right into the middle of September. We'll do the Lionfish Festival Shootout. And that's tied in with the Ocean Strike Team, Buddy Hale and his gang. It's a great event. You know, it's amazing how those guys, the divers, you know, go after the lionfish, go down by the artificial reefs. They do have prize money for the smallest lionfish caught and the largest, and then they also have prizes for like the most. It's a 3-day event. It's the September 20th, 21st, 22nd. That Saturday and Sunday, the festival will be actually on the boardwalk. They call it a weigh station, but it's actually a measure station.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll have that in the boardwalk parking lot down by the main entrance between Hooters and Papa's Pizza. We'll have some conservation booths out there, like Escambia County will be out there, their Marine Patrol, Florida Wildlife, some local dive teams and teachers will be out there. You know, just to educate, you know, people in the community what lionfish and, you know, how they are totally destroying, you know, some of the artificial reefs. They're just like, I mean, they're terrible down in South Florida, and they have made their way up here. But it's a great event too, so it's good for the whole environment.
Yeah, I've seen some pictures from Ocean Strike and the lionfish that they catch and stuff, and it's really impressive. And like you said, it does a lot of damage to the environment.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. What else is on the agenda? I know that you also have daily events at Bamboo Willie's.
We still continue our live music through the summer. And then we'll kick into which everybody's favorite time of year around here. This is a big football town. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, we do feature the SEC, Big Ten, NFL games at Bamboo Willie's. And then we'll continue to do the live music. And we'll do it like Thursday through Sunday in October, and then continue live music through New Year's Eve. The first week of October, we'll go into the Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival. That's another huge event. It's actually expanded into, you know, parts of venues downtown Pensacola as well as the beach. And I think that'll be October 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th.
Okay.
Don't have the calendar right in front of me.
Check the Bamboo Willie's website for more details.
Yes. Or go to PensacolaBeachSongwritersFestival.com. Yeah. But yeah, there'll be a lot of songwriters coming in from, you know, Nashville, you know, other parts of the U.S., and also feature some local songwriters. So
mm-hmm.
it's a really cool event if you love music.
And so are they playing at Bamboo Willie's at that band shell there? Where are they playing?
Yeah, we're one of the stages on the beach, so they will be playing at Bamboo Willie's. I know the finale on Sunday starts at 2 o'clock and goes to 5 o'clock, and they have a couple of surprise big name songwriters that are going to come in, and so that hasn't been announced yet. I think they're announcing that on next Monday, I believe.
Okay, sounds good. And so I would imagine that a lot of people are coming out to support these various events. And I know that the parking is always, depending on the weekend, an issue at Pensacola Beach. So I guess, what do you see? What do you recommend for people that are parking to come to either the event this weekend or songwriters in a couple months? What are your thoughts on that?
I would reach out to your best friend that has a boat. Yeah, come by boat. Yeah, you know, come by plane. Yeah, you'll see plane. I've seen a seaplane out there once in a while, but you know, it depends what time and depends what you want to do. It's kind of like the beach is kind of like in shifts. You know, usually, you got the people that love to go there early in the morning. Yeah, you know, they're out there by 7-8 o'clock. Yeah, you know, they're usually gone by noon, and then you have the people that like to sleep in. You know, come around between 11 and 12. You know, that's when you start having to circle like the parking lot to try to find that famous spot that's going to open up.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the hotels are a great place as an option. Get a hotel room. Yeah. There's plenty of hotels on the beach or an Airbnb.
I know for the Blue Angels beach show that they just had, we certainly went on the Pensacola Bay Ferry and took that over, and it was definitely made things a lot more seamless and a lot less hectic, because when you see the parking situation on some of those bigger events,
It was packed. Yeah, the ferry boat's a great. This is a great option. So if you haven't done the ferry boat, it's they got two beautiful big boats. Explore it.
Mm-hmm.
Why not take things to your advantage?
Absolutely. Robert Gleim from Bamboo Willie's is our guest today, and this is News Radio Pensacola. If you have any questions, feel free to give us a call or text us 850-437-1620, and we will be back with more Pep Talk right after this.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer whenever I want?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. 94% of Sleep Number smart sleepers report better sleep. And now, during our biggest sale of the year, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. Plus, free home delivery on select smart beds when you add any base. Ends Labor Day. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We're in the middle of something very interesting. The USS McCool LPD-29, the amphibious transport dock that had a chance to go do the first tour of, is actually now in the process of coming to Pensacola. It's going to be commissioned here on September 7th, and I've got this opportunity to ride on the ship while it's moving in transit from Panama City to Pensacola. So, very exciting opportunity, and that's the thing we were talking about a lot on the Pensacola Morning News.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, dependable. 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and of course on the app. 850-437-1620 if you'd like to join the conversation today. It is Jimmy Buffett Day, National Beach Day, and of course we are hanging out with our friends from Bamboo Willie's, talking about the event again coming up this weekend. One more time, how do people register for the bathtub races this weekend?
You can just go directly to Bamboo Willie's the day of. The PTA from Pensacola Beach Elementary School will be out there on the main deck, at one of the tables. That's $30, and 100% of the proceeds benefit the school.
That's awesome. And how many people usually come out and support that event?
Crowd-wise, you know, between the boats out back and people on the beach and then people, you know, up and down the boardwalk and also at Bamboo Willie's, I mean, it could get up to as many, I've seen easy 1,000 people, you know, on a great day.
Wow.
Yeah. But, and there's usually, you know, 30 to 32 teams at race. And, it's a fun time. It's a single elimination. And if you win, you continue. If you win the whole thing, you're probably going to race 3 or 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
Just you know, make sure your biceps are all warmed up because you'll need it pedaling the bathtubs.
Talk to us a little bit about the prizes. I did forget to touch on that.
We have prizes. We got these really souvenir mugs that we have made for first, second, third. Then we'll have and then also we have some a couple of nice prizes for first place that we get from some of our sponsors that help out. I think this year one of them's getting it's got like a beach fold out kind of table with chairs or something, if I recall.
Mm.
And bragging rights. Then we'll have a most dramatic sinker. We'll get a prize as well. And along with the best costume. And we do have a few people that get creative and dress up. So it's always interesting to see what, you know, people's creativity when they dress up. Yeah. It's kind of like a pre Halloween thing.
So speaking of that, we have about 30 seconds left, but I know that you were talking a little bit off air about Beach-A-Ween being also an event that the beach supports.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's tied in with the Santa Rosa Island Authority, Pensacola Beach Chamber, Visit Pensacola, and the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk Merchants. It's Friday, October 18th will be our 6th year. Come out. We'll probably have 30 booths, so we'll be spread out between the boardwalk and the parking lot. It's a great time to bring your kids out there for trick-or-treating. The booths are decorated. It's just a lot of fun. I think we'll have an easy 1,000-plus, you know, kids will show up for that event.
Well, that's amazing.
And then we'll have your neighbors, Cat Country, will be out there doing a Halloween costume contest for the kids as well that day.
That is awesome. Robert Klein, Bamboo Willie's, thank you for joining us on Pep Talk.
Yeah, thanks for having me.